Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I'm speaking with Chaim Leibowitz. He's the CEO of Brainstorm Cell Therapeutics. The stock symbol is BCLI on NASDAQ. Chaim, welcome.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you for joining us. So can you start off by, you know, telling us about Brainstorm's technology platform, you know, in layman's terms? How does your technology work?
Thank you. Brainstorm Cell Therapeutics is a biotechnology company developing innovative autologous stem cell therapies from adult stem cells and the patient's own stem cells for highly debilitating neurodegenerative diseases such as ALS and now progressive MS and other diseases in the CNS space. The platform technology uses the proprietary culture conditions to induce mesenchymal stem cells to secrete high levels of neurotrophic factors known to promote the survival of the neurons.
And how does this, you know, how does what you do compare to, you know, other forms of cell therapies out there? You know, like what are the pros and cons?
Yeah, so first of all, we are regulated versus those that are not regulated. We have a very good safety profile. We have treated now close to 100 patients. And this is a fourth trial for us. We have two open-label trials and then one double-blinded trial in the best centers in the United States with results never seen before in ALS. And we're now in the midst of the phase 3 trial for 200 patients, one-to-one, and hopefully this will lead us to a BLA. And these cells are not the regular mesenchymal cells. These are, as I just explained, differentiated with additional higher neurotrophic factors, and it's shown to drive up the neurotrophic factors and markers within the CSF of the patients and also drive down dramatically the inflammation.
Okay. And how do you do that? How do you accomplish that with these cells?
Yeah, it's a very simple process. So we have the patient to do a bone marrow aspiration. So it's only once that we need the patient personally. It's a very short process. You can do it at a center close to his home. And then those cells are shipped to our manufacturing center. And then on the date that we decide with the doctor for injections, now on the trial we have 3 treatments every 2 months, we just ship them. We have to, we cryopreserve, so we only need one bone marrow aspiration for treatment for 2 to 3 years. And then we're able to send the treatment anywhere in the world up to 7 to 8 days we need before the injection date. So we were able to get an autologous treatment very close to off the shelf. And with personal cell therapy, this is a huge achievement.
Okay. And what, tell us about the product pipeline, like what, and you know, maybe some more details about the markets, that you're addressing.
So wonderful. So as I said, our lead human trial is in ALS, which is we have an orphan drug and a fast track with the FDA and the EMEA, and 15 to 30,000 patients in the United States. And if we foresee this as being a few billion-dollar market after approval. And in addition to that, we recently announced the FDA acceptance of an IND to initiate the phase 2 study to evaluate our neuron technology platform in patients with progressive multiple sclerosis. As you know, MS affects approximately 1 million patients in the United States and 2.5 million worldwide. And about half of these patients will eventually develop progressive MS, which may lead to increasing levels of motor, visual, and cognitive functional impairment and disability. Brainstorm intends to treat the first progressive patients in early 2019 already, even though we just got approval just 2 weeks ago. I think our company is uniquely, even though a small company, we move very fast once we get regulatory approvals. We've proven that after our phase 2 results that we started to enroll just a year after the phase 3 double-blinded 200 patient powered efficacy. And here too, we just got 10 days ago approval, and I believe in the first quarter of 2019, we have enrollment of the first patient for this open label trial.
And so this is the trial in the U.S., right?
Yes, All trials are now in the U.S., both for ALS and the progressive MS. We did not yet announce the centers and the details of the trial, but what I can tell you is that we believe that NurOwn has the potential to stabilize or improve function by reducing brain inflammation, protecting the brain against ongoing damage, and activating the brain repair through the delivery of repair molecules, also known as neurotrophic factors. This unique approach has the potential to address an important unmet need in progressive MS, for which there are maybe one treatment. There are currently no currently FDA-approved cellular therapies for MS.
What how do you compare with, let's say, other companies in the sort of cellular therapy space? Like what are you doing different?
I think when it comes, first of all, our cells are very unique, as I said, and it's proprietary. And also, I think when it comes to the manufacturing of these cells, to being robust and being able to again and again have very smooth tech transfers, no matter how many centers we are manufacturing, I think we're second to none. We're very proud of our manufacturing team, and we really am gearing up to be ready for commercialization after a BLA.
So how far are you from commercialization? Like, and what's the path towards it in terms of what's the timeline?
Give you some more details. Our, of course, as I said, progressive MS will be a first open-label trial, but with ALS, and that's our primary focus, is our U.S. FDA approval for NurOwn cell therapy platform to treat these patients in desperate need of a treatment option to slow, halt, or reverse the disease progression. Similarly to what you have recently seen in the U.S. FDA approvals for the CAR T-cell industry, for leukemias and lymphomas, Kymriah and Yescarta, and we strongly believe that NurOwn may represent a transformative approach to treat ALS in patients with other neurodegenerative diseases as well. So the commitment and conviction of our principal investigators, they drive our steadfast belief in the clinical promise of NurOwn for ALS. And more so, based on our, of course, early phase two clinical observations, we are now focusing on the subgroup of the ALS rapid progressors, treating study participants with three repeat doses, as I mentioned just before. And this, if we will be able to replicate the results of that same group in the phase two, we strongly believe it will lead us to a BLA.
Okay. What about what are your capital needs going forward to get through the trials?
Yeah, so Brainstorm has a strong financial position, which allows us to fund through our phase three pivotal trial in ALS and would fund the startup of the phase two open label of the MS trial as well.
Okay, so you have enough capital to get through the phase three trial?
Through the readout, yep.
Okay. Can you maybe tell us about, your background and also some of the other key members of the team?
Yes, definitely. So we're very proud that over the last year or so, we really built up our executive team. Dr. Ralph Kern, the Chief Medical Officer, Chief Operating Officer, comes to us directly from being the Senior Vice President of Biogen, and he's a neurologist. Started off his professional life as a doctor, ALS doctor, and he was involved in almost every MS product, both in Biogen and Novartis and in Genzyme. So he's very well fit to lead the progressive MS trial for us. We also were very proud to have in the beginning of this year Dr. Tony Polverino, the Chief Scientist Officer of Kite, which has a CAR T approval, which is cell therapy, join our board of directors. And we were also very fortunate just 2 months ago to announce that Arturo Araya is our new Chief Commercial Officer, coming from Novartis. He was the Chief Commercial Officer of Novartis Cell and Gene Therapy Department. And these are just a few to mention. So we're very happy with our executive team we established in the States. And also, we are very proud with our scientific team sitting here in Israel for the R&D at Weizmann Institute in Tel Aviv University.
Okay. So what are the key milestones coming up over the next 12 months that investors should be paying attention to?
Yeah, so we will have an additional DSMB, of course, close to the end of the trial. We will have, of course, the enrollment of the ALS phase 3 trial, and we foresee finalizing the enrollment of all 200 patients in mid of 2019. And as I said, we also are looking forward to start the phase 2 progressive MS trial open label and maybe perhaps finalize it quite fast as well.
And the phase 3 trial, how long is that supposed to last?
Well, the phase 3 trial is designed that we have a 3 to 4 month running period in order that we not only follow the ALS-FRSR scores of the patients, but we're also looking for the subgroup, which I mentioned before, which are the ALS rapid progressors. In addition to that, we then have treatment, as I said, baseline and 2 months after and another 2 months after, and we follow up an additional 3 months. So from an enrollment through treatments and the follow-up, it's around 11 months. So from mid-2019, we should look 11 months after to have top-line results.
Okay. What's your, you know, your vision for the company, you know, 2-3 years out? What will Brainstorm look like?
Well, I think maybe like a kite, like a Juno, like a Sarepta. All of these are in rare diseases and personal cell therapies. And I think that's our vision. We are starting off with ALS, proceeding with the multiple sclerosis, and some other CNS diseases we believe we'll bring in to the pipeline over the next year and two, which have huge market capabilities.
Okay. So in your opinion, what are the key reasons why investors should, you know, consider your stock today?
Well, everything I say is a forward-looking statement. Of course, it's only my only opinion on this, but it definitely seems a phase 3 advanced trial in the best centers in the U.S., and I should mention a few, by the way, Mass General Hospital, Mayo Clinic, Cedars-Sinai, UC Irvine, CPMC, and the University of Massachusetts, with the best neurologists leading this trial. And they have said that never have we seen before any results as we showed in our phase 2 double-blinded trial. So I really think this is under the radar and very undervalued at the moment, and it's a huge opportunity for investors.
Okay. Well, on that note, Chaim, I want to thank you, and we look forward to following the Brainstorm story in the months ahead.
Yeah, I hope next time you talk to me, you will say that it was a good thing those investors have listened to us and went long.
Thank you.
Good luck.